Sorry I kept you guys waiting. I had a vicious tennis match going on in there.
One.
I ended up losing in a tiebreaker.
Two?
Kevin. 11-9 in the tiebreaker. A little disappointed right now. Hey, I had double match points. It was absolutely embarrassing. No, it was a glitch in the game, actually. I charged the net, and he hit a little blooper. And what, you're telling me Roddick doesn't have COD? Please. What? We're playing tennis, Jeremy. That wouldn't make any sense.
All right, San Francisco.
Tennis is more important.
Okay.
Their running game, what kind of challenges does it present with the guys that they throw out there?
A bunch, actually. You know, it's not so much scheme-wise. It's pretty basic what they do. They run power. They run some, counter, and you know, they get Hunter in the game, and they like to stretch the edges. So, but they're a big physical group up front, and you know, they run the ball well with what they do. With Gore, like I said, you know, Gore's downhill, come at you, and then you know, having Hunter, and they got some, you know, some different things off of that they do. But you know, it's gonna be like. Like it always says, you know, we got to step it up front, and we got to make sure we can shut the run down.
Is there an offense you've seen that's as balanced as these guys now that they've added Randy and Manningham, and they already got Davis from
Crosby? I mean, every offense wants to be balanced. I think it's just how the game leads. You know, they've been ahead in both games, and they've been able to stay balanced. If you're playing from behind, you obviously can't be balanced. But I mean, any offense you face wants to be balanced in their approach. Because it's hard to play defense against a balanced offense, but you know they do some things well, and you know they set their passing game up well off of their run game. So we're gonna have to be really, really good on first and second down, and then we gotta get off the field on third downs.
How many extra blockers have you seen these first two games compared to what's normal against you?
First game a bunch. Different, just kind of different protection type deals. Last week, not so much. I thought we did a good job rushing the quarterback. So you can go on back and watch it on film. I mean, again, I go back and watch. I mean, I have him in my hands, and I just got to get him on the ground. B-Rob has him in his hands in the end zone. We got to get him on the ground. Credit to Andrew Luck. He was way more elusive than we saw on tape. You know, in the Chicago game, you know, we kind of thought he just would try to escape the B-gap, and you know, he tore off on our edges. So, but, you know, as far as that, I mean, protection-wise that game, nothing major. I'm always seeing chips. You know, we're going to see a lot of short intermediate passing game, or short to intermediate passing game, and but other than that, you know, going against Joe Staley this week. He was at the Pro Bowl last year, so it should be fun. I know him pretty well, so me and Joe will have a good day.
You face a tougher runner than that, or seeing a tougher runner than that Gore?
No, Gore, I mean, besides Adrian, probably tops in the league. Like I said, they do some great things. I mean, they run the ball downhill. It's not like, you know, the Texans or even the Colts where they want to stretch you out and they want to try to get the edges on you. They want to run downhill in the A-gaps and, you know, pick up five to whatever they can get. And so it's going to be one of those games where you got to bring a lunch pail to work, and Gore does it great. I mean, he runs low behind his pads, and he knows he's patient. He knows, you know, where to get to.
Antoine delivered a message to the club earlier this week. Do you think it was
what you're talking about?
Well, he said he did. He's admitted to it now. Was his message something that needed to get out? I mean, it's early in the season, but, you know, it's a situation where you guys can't fall into what happened a year ago. I think, you know, that's kind of what he was saying.
Yeah, and, you know, he's one of our leaders on the team, oldest guy on the team, and so, you know, what he had to say was very pertinent, and you'll leave it at that. I mean, what was said in that team room is for our ears only, but it was good, and you know, Antoine's a hell of a player, and you know, he has every right to call it as he sees it, and you know, everybody agrees with him. So,
I don't know if you watched film again of the late hit on Luck. Would you or could you do anything differently in the future to avoid?
I mean, like I said, if that's a running back, they probably don't call it. I mean, they called it, so obviously I got to own that. But you know, you're trying to make plays. You know, that's what the football game is. I mean, you're chasing a guy out of bounds, and it gets to the point. I mean, you see it back. I mean, this is years back, but I believe it was the Giants Titans. You know, dude had Vince Young wrapped up, and he thought, you know, he didn't want to slam him in case he gave a penalty, so he kind of let him go. Vince Young takes off a run. So I mean, if you stop chasing guys down, eventually they're going to know that, and they're going to turn the corner, and you know, maybe he picks up that first down. Again, refs called it a personal foul, so you got to eat that for what it is because you can't get it back. You know, they still got the 15 yards, they still got the first down, and they were able to kick a field goal off that. So, But I mean, it's not going to change the way I play. I'm going to continue to hustle after guys. I'm going to continue to do whatever I can do to get the guys on the ground. And like I said, I launched when he was in bounds. I jumped. It's not like I hit him in the head or anything. I hit him in my arm. So it's just trying to make a play. They saw it's their sidelines. That's kind of, you love when you got a ref on your sideline because you can try to hype it up, make it worse than it is, and that's what happens. So, in the scheme of things, it sucks to get the personal foul, and you got to own that, especially when it costs you a field goal. But I'm not going to stop chasing guys out of bounds, and if I feel like I can get a piece of them on the way out, I'm going to do it.
For pass rushers in particular, like you, in a league that takes a lot of steps to protect the quarterback, how do you figure out, how to find that awareness versus sacrificing losing a step?
I guess you find out when they throw the flag. So I've always said, as the rules change, I'm going to keep playing. I'm not a dirty player. I play hard. And, I'm going to hit people where I can hit them. And, at all costs, we're trying to get the quarterback on the ground, the running back on the ground. And that's the ref's job to throw it if they deem it was unnecessary. But, I would say 99% of the guys in this league, no one's intently going out to hurt anybody. There's kind of that brotherhood and that respect. So, I mean, do people get hurt? Absolutely. It's part of our game, absolutely. But, we do whatever we can do to protect ourselves and each other. But, at the same time, we're going to play good, hard football. And, I'm not going to take a chance of a guy turning the corner and getting a first down. And, it wasn't even about getting the sack because he'd already crossed the line of scrimmage. I'm watching our coverage down the field. I'm just trying to make a play. So it happens, but it's not going to. I don't think you ask anybody, it's never going to slow you down.
What's your assessment of the Vikings' quest to have more of a defensive line rotation through the first
two
games?
That's not my call. The coach's call. I think I've made it perfectly clear. I don't like coming off the field. I know anybody's out there doesn't like coming off the field. I always make jokes that when they start rotating linemen, offensive linemen, maybe we should start rotating defensive linemen. But I understand trying to keep people fresh and trying to keep, guys. I understand, for our bigger guys, it's hard for them to play 70, 80 snaps. It's tough to ask somebody. That's coach's choice. And, sometimes you agree with it, sometimes you don't, but you deal with that. And, I feel like if I'm on the field, I can help our team win.
Last time the 49ers rolled in here was 3 years ago, also week 3. Favre hits Lewis in the back of the end zone. Where were you that day, and what did that experience rank among others?
Well, I was on the sideline, pissed off because we blew a 14-point lead, and wondering how we were going to stop Vernon Davis up the seam. And then I think they were up by like 4, and, Brett made a hell of a play at the back of the end zone to Greg Lewis, who like literally just showed up that day, I think. And Greg literally walked in the locker room that day. Greg literally just came on our team, but I think that Wednesday. And so no one really, or maybe it was a week before, I don't know. But no one really knew Greg that well. And all of a sudden he made like the greatest play of a year, or greatest play of that season for us. But we were 2-0 at the time, which we were both undefeated at the time. And we easily could have been 2-0 right now. So, I mean, this is an important game. This is a top opponent in the NFC. They're a good football team, and everybody has them pinned to win the Super Bowl, and we're going out there to prove everybody, listen, it's football, and on any given day anybody can win, and we're gonna go to work, and we're gonna bring our hard hats, and we're coming out to play football too. So our team is so much different than it was in 2009, so you can't really compare, but that's our mentality. They're still a top team in the division or in the conference, and we got to go get it.
Last one for Jared.
Randy Moss said he's excited to come back and hear the crowd again. Weird to see him in the other side.
Yeah, Randy. I had no problem with Randy. Randy was always cool to me. We've had some good battles. Obviously, I don't cover him, but when he played with the Raiders, I played with the Chiefs. I got to see him twice a year. So he's a heck of a player. I mean, the guy should be a shoe-in for Canton. And, if he's still – he's a threat. He always is. And especially in a building he knows so well. So, it should be interesting. Hopefully we can lock him down and he can't do any damage to us.
Thanks, guys.
I got you. Thank you.